On April the 4th, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, published the third part of its comprehensive review of climate science. Inside, it argues that stabilising the climate will require fast action and emissions must peak by 2025 for the world to have any chance of meeting the goals that were agreed previously in Paris. Well, here to tell us a bit more is environmental scientist Jo House. She's from the University of Bristol. Jo, what are the main conclusions and recommendations in the report this time?
This report looks specifically at climate action, what we can do, and in fact, what needs to happen in order for us to limit the worst of climate change. And it finds that we really need to much more rapidly look at bringing down our greenhouse gas emissions. They need to peak by 2025 and to be reduced by about half by about 2030, if we are going to keep warming to less than 1.5 degrees and definitely within 2 degrees.
This sounds like we're running over the same old ground again, though.
As someone who's a climate scientist for 30 years, we've been saying this a long time. But what we're seeing now with this series of reports that have come out, the science is really clear that climate change is anthropogenic. The report that came out about a month ago was about the severe impacts that already are being experienced throughout the world and that will only get worse. And this one is making it clear that the window is now very limited to be able to take the action we need to limit to 1.5 or 2 degrees.
Is it going to basically take the crisis happening? Because we just seem to have been receiving these warnings year after year that this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And it's a bit like sort of speed cameras on the motorway. People disregard the speed limit until they get a ticket, almost. I mean, at what point are we going to give the world a ticket and finally something's going to change? Because we seem to pretty much be going business as usual. I haven't noticed my lifestyle change.
It is really incredibly frustrating, but there are some things in the report that give me hope, which is there's about 18 countries in the world that have actually already peaked their emissions, have managed to keep reducing year on year, and it hasn't cost them a lot in terms of GDP. They've been able to do it in an affordable way.
It is easier for some countries to do this. If you live in a country
absolutely.
Where the sun shines 24/7, I mean, I'm being facetious, of course, but take California. Every day it's a sunny day. Putting solar panels over enormous amounts of space you have at your disposal means you have enormous opportunities to produce very much guaranteed energy. If you live in the UK, the sun doesn't shine half the time, the wind doesn't blow half the time. It's a very different problem that you're grappling with, isn't it?
Well, actually, in the UK, we have managed to reduce our emissions a lot by switching from burning coal to burning gas. So that's been a big move for us. And there's plenty of countries that have a lot of wind energy as well as solar. And the cost of the renewable technologies have dropped massively, as solar energy costs have dropped by 85%. And now we're getting the technology with batteries is moving forward, so we can store some of that renewable energy. Surprisingly, it's actually sometimes some of the poorer countries that are actually doing the most, because they are feeling the impacts and they know how important this is.
Jo, thanks very much for joining us and telling us about the latest IPCC report. That's Jo House from the University of Bristol.